Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, we're in the studio. It's podcast time.
Man, what's up, fellas? What are we doing today?
Hey, man, we are going to be talking about the New Jersey. I said the New Jersey.
That's the hockey team.
No, we're
going to talk about that later, but go ahead. Try it again.
The Jersey Devil.
Okay, the Jersey Devil. You know what? Wait. Man, let's go ahead. Y'all supposed to start the show. Let's intro the show real quick. Go ahead.
This is us coming live from Discovery Plus. This is Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
I'm your boy, Daylan Spratt.
I am the Marcus Harvey.
And I'm Jawan Mass.
And if you have not seen our hit show
yet, oh, it's a hit.
We are Atlanta's premier paranormal investigators. I mean, listen, we love the history. We love investigating. And what else do we love, Jawan?
I think we love getting scared. Am I the only one, fellas?
But that's okay, because on this podcast, we will look at some of the most infamous creepy tales. I mean, like, where did all these urban legends come from? We'll get to investigate them. We'll talk to some experts and maybe even channel some spirits.
All right, today's episode, we are going to learn about a mythological creature. He's an odd-looking fella, kind of like a horse, but with front legs, like, that are, like, super tiny. I mean, like, baby legs. I mean, baby tiny legs. But then he got wings. I mean, this is pretty terrifying, if y'all ask me. Today's episode, the legend of the Jersey Devil! Okay, so the legend of the Jersey Devil. I mean,
I guess from my first question for y'all is,
where did the Jersey Devil come from? I mean, besides New Jersey.
I mean, listen, this legend is old, bro. You know, it's back 1735. That's like colonial times. I'm talking way back in the day.
Yeah, and the story goes that it was like a dark and stormy night. And this woman by the name of Jane Leeds, she was pregnant with her 13th child.
Wait, she got 13 in that?
13?
I don't know how many baby daddies she had.
Listen, 13 of them. You know how many years consecutive that is? 13 of them things?
I'm just talking about
dropping them like pit bull puppies.
Dropping them like it's hot. There better be like five twins better be in
that
thing.
But you know the superstition with 13.
What's that?
Think about it.
You don't get to that level.
That's just an unlucky number.
They don't even put, dang, that is true.
See? But the problem was, see, Jane had all them damn kids, right? And she was not a beloved member of the community. You see, she was kind of looked down upon.
Man, this isn't sounding good at all.
It doesn't, not at all. You see, back then, you know, you gave birth at home. So she's surrounded by friends and family. And as she's going into labor, she curses the 13th baby.
Because she done had 12 of them things. She's not cursing the baby. She ain't cursing the baby. No. She cursing that daddy.
Is that what that was?
That's what's happening.
You know what it was, Henry? I told you I'm fertile.
God dang. But you know what? The baby comes out totally fine. Normal human baby. But look, the baby then changes. All of a sudden, it grows spikes. literal spikes on its back, and then it grows hooves.
Uh-oh.
And it has the face of a goat, but then it has wings. I know you thought I was going to say angel. No, a bat.
See, and I knew I should have punted that baby.
You should have punted that damn baby when you had the chance.
That's what gets coaches fired. When you should have punted that baby and you left that baby to be, and now it's got hoof spikes.
Now you got hoof spike baby.
You got hoof spike baby with bat wings.
But look, here to go the thing, though.
Is he fighting crime, though?
No.
No.
Speaking of fighting,
okay.
The hoof bat spike baby with wings.
With wings.
Then beats up everybody in the house and escapes through the chimney.
Like vanishes?
Bro, listen.
He mutated. And then it's just off on the town.
But look, the legend goes that the Jersey Devil, or the Leeds Devil, as it was like to be called back in the day.
That's what they was calling Jersey back then.
It escapes to the woods of New Jersey.
Okay.
To the Pine Barrens.
Bro, but like rule number one is, in a scary movie, you don't go into the woods alone.
No one goes into the woods alone.
You know you can't.
Yeah. So that's probably why we haven't seen one of these Jersey Devils yet, right? But, you know, I thought, to kick us off with a creepy story, as we do on this show.
That's what we do.
And this one is the telling of a real life encounter.
Oh, tell me more.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Pull up your seat.
Yep.
Here we go. Back in 1979, right?
Okay.
So this was a while back. PBS in New Jersey aired a documentary on the Jersey Devil.
Say what?
And in it, there was this man named Jack Wiseman.
See? Good old Jack.
But listen to what Jack had to say.
What'd he say?
I was probably about 7, 8 years old, and
what happened?
We were down in Day's Point. It was in August. I believe it was when the perch were biting.
So he's a kid, right? So his uncle wakes him up, right? And his uncle Fred, he had an uncle named John. So they're like, "Look, they're like, look, hey, let's go fishing." Because what else you gonna do, right?
But go fish.
But go fish. They usually had good luck with perch, right?
Yeah, that's a nice white fish. It's good.
I know you know your fish.
He always looked like somebody who knows.
It's a perch, you know. It's slightly roasted over a nice stone.
Didn't know they were jumping in Jersey at this time. Okay, so, like.
But see, that's the crazy part. So, after hours, it starts to get dark, and they turn to head home. And all of a sudden.
I heard it. He said to Uncle John, he says, that Jersey Devil is after us. And then that's when he took a hold of my hand and started running.
It sounded like a woman shrieking bloody murder. He said he didn't see it with his own two eyes because he took off running. But he said his uncle caught a good look at it.
Word.
That sounds crazy, man.
And then he actually saw it in the moonlight, and he said that it was a pretty good-sized animal, but it had a head more like a calf. And the body looked similar to a dog or a deer like whatnot, but the noise that it would make, it would sound like real high pitch.
Look, his uncles, they're so scared that they're like throwing their fish at this thing. They said, forget all that purse that they caught.
Hey, man, you know somebody's scared when they throw the catch away.
But look, man, look, they're literally throwing their fish at this thing, trying to get this thing up out of there, man. Like, it's crazy. And Jack Wiseman, right, he believes what they saw that day was none other than the Jersey Devil.
Shut your mouth.
No. I mean, Daylan, to this day, I think people are still seeing that Jersey Devil. You know, I be on TikTok, right?
Oh, okay. You do look like somebody on TikTok.
Come on, man.
He looks like a TikTok.
You are a TikToker, ain't
you? I'm telling you, people are posting some crazy stuff on that TikTok. There's his father and son, Michael and Stefan. They say June 2017, they saw the Jersey Devil. Check it out.
And I'm looking out to my left and, you know, doing maybe like I say, maybe 30, 40 miles per hour is when I started seeing something that looked like a tan, sand color, khaki colored camel.
I mean, yo, Michael says he pulls over to get a better look. And at first, his son doesn't see it. And then all of a sudden, he sees it like right there in the distance.
And it did kind of look like a horse from the back. And you could see that it had like a tail behind it that like was low to the ground, and it was no explanation for it.
And Michael, the father, bruh, like my man was convinced that the Jersey Devil isn't some crazy animal. I mean, he thinks it's something not of this world.
And that's probably why it has never been captured. It's been shot at. It's never been like you know, hit with a bullet or people shot at it with cannons. Because I think what people are dealing with is some sort of spiritual manifestation.
I mean, I agree. It seems paranormal, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, okay, okay. Before we get more into the legend, I have to do something for you guys.
What you got for me?
Juwan, I'm glad you asked. I have a story that our listener sent in.
Ooh.
I mean, this joint is crazy. And it's brought to you and me, to our fans, by a fan named Erica Little Wolf.
Hey, y'all. I wasn't speaking in tongues. It's Erica Little Wolf. That is my mother lingua. It's the Cheyenne language. So here is a story. And I actually do not even want to talk about it very much because it freaks the shit out of me. And okay, so since I was little in my home community, it's always this story going around about a guy with hoof feet and kind of like characteristics of maybe like a goat on his bottom half. The top half would look like a person. People refer to him as the devil. Like if the devil had a look, it's this. And usually when he's hanging around, like it's usually people are drinking and someone ends up dead and they end up getting in the car with this person. We had a young woman murdered just a ways down from my house. They actually literally say they saw this woman get in the car with this guy with hooves and he had a hat on. They said it was like a top hat or something. And that the person that ended up deceased went with them. And I think that's like one of those stories. Don't want to know because I'll be driving with all the car lights on in my car and looking in my back seat. Don't look in your back seat. That's it.
So let me get this right.
Okay.
So you're stranded on the side of the road. A dude pull up on you with pull a top hat
okay.
and hooves.
Hooves. Mm-hmm. Goat-like.
He ain't even got thumbs.
He ain't nope. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Now you're assuming that these are his hands.
Oh, yeah. It might be his feet.
His feet hooves.
It might be his bottom.
He got regular hands.
He got regular hands. Mm-hmm.
And hooves.
And hind hooves.
And hind hooves.
Well, why does he start off with good manners? Like he asks you, do you need a ride?
That's his
style. That's his style, man.
That's what you do when you have a top hat on.
And then he kills you.
No, he drives. He's the getaway driver.
To your murder.
To your murder. Did I read that right? Is that what she said?
Yeah, he kills you.
So he takes your body or he takes your... What did he take?
Your mind and your soul.
Do you think that could be the Jersey Devil?
I think it could probably be his cousin. The Philadelphia Devil.
If you're like on the road and you see something like catastrophic like that happen and then you see something like that, how do you explain that to somebody? I don't, because I
you don't, because you did.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like if you witnessed that, like.
So if I saw somebody getting in a car with a hood hat
with the Jersey Devil. Yes. Somebody like, had to see the Jersey Devil
and then
to make
they
a
pull
claim.
Off and you just like,
right.
Damn.
No, but real talk, like that's crazy, man.
Well, Erica, listen, that's new to me. You know, someone knocking you off after you're drunk, you hop. Oh, that's definitely new to me. But
that's
I
crazy.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Next time, I'm gonna be sure to catch an Uber. But no, that's the homie Erica. I can tell by her voice. That's
yeah,
the
that
homie
is.
That come to all our events.
Yeah. She actually gave us that sage.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Erica, we out here burning your sage, man. One time to Allah Kamahado.
Hey, one love. Say that
Erica
shout out.
She gonna know. She gonna be like, what's up to my Kamahado?
That's what's up, man.
If you're listening and you want to share your experiences with Urban Legends, send a voice memo to storiesforghostbrothers@gmail.com. Again, if you want to be on this podcast and you want us to hear your stories, and you want us to give you a shout out, you want to be one of our Kamahados,
what you want them to do,
send a voicemail with your story, and then you too could be one of our Kamahados. You know what, guys? Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, we need it.
And when we come back, I'm going to test Juwan and Marcus on their Jersey Devil knowledge. And stick around after that because Marcus is going to be interviewing Mr. Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Dope.
And we're going to see if Roy has any Jersey Devil run-ins and hear about his scariest moments.
Oh, it's crazy. I'm going to love that.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, clearly you guys know nothing about the Jersey Devil.
What?
Clearly you know nothing about it. So I have some trivia for you.
Okay.
Some news that you can bring to a bar or to a party near you and be the life of it.
I love a random fact.
Oh my gosh, Juwan, I'm about to give you a few.
What do we get if I win?
Get a question right, you get a point. Boom. Get a question wrong, you get nothing.
None.
Question number one. Are you ready for this? I'm going to start with some easy ones. What is the Jersey Devil's mother's name? Let's go.
Leeds? That's where she's from. Jane is her name.
Oh my God.
Jane?
Marcus, I swear to God, I was not thinking you was listening.
It's Jane. She's from Leeds because Leeds used to be, Jersey used to be Leeds.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
I hear you. Okay. One for Marcus. Nothing for the pretty boy over here.
All right. Hold on. Let me lock in.
Here we go. Number two. What year was the Jersey Devil born?
17.
And no cheating, 17, Marcus.
35. I did say 17.
There's no way you got two right.
I said it first, Marcus, though.
There's no way you got two.
He was over-talking me. I was like, 17.
There ain't no way you done got two now, Marcus.
He was over-talking me. 17.
There's some cheating going on.
Looking at the history.
No, that's called being prepared.
I need a recount.
Hey. When y'all said Jersey Devil, I said, I can't talk to Roy and not know about when Jane had this thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Jane popped that thing out about 1735. Mm-hmm. Boy, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell me when I don't know that baby, when that baby was born. So I know that baby birthday.
Okay.
That's one of my lottery ticket numbers. 1735.
You play 1735?
1735, y'all. 1735, get you the Powerball.
Get you a nice Powerball that 1735.
Now, if y'all hit that.
Now, look, speaking of 1735, Powerball number. In 1909,
come on,
Camden, New Jersey residents said that they were attacked by the Jersey Devil while riding what? Three, two.
Oh, somebody's texting one kid. You said what?
What? A Uber?
Ooh, I like where you're going with that. You're still wrong.
It's fair, though.
No, it's not. You're
Say
wrong.
Say that one more time.
I said, Marcus, in 1909, Camden, New Jersey residents said that they were attacked by the Jersey Devil while riding a what?
Hatchback.
Okay.
A Cutlass.
Okay.
Toyota Tercel.
Okay.
Hatchback.
Okay.
I know I'm close. Help okay. me out.
Coupe de Ville.
Okay.
Coupe.
It is a type of transportation.
A horse.
Okay.
A carriage.
Okay.
A bicycle.
Okay.
A hitchhike. Come on. Okay. Help me out, please.
A tractor.
I want to win. Okay. I've been watching Squid Games. Please. I don't want
to. Give it to me.
Okay. All right. All of y'all are wrong.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
All y'all was wrong.
Okay.
Everything y'all said was wrong. It wasn't a damn one-legged dog.
I didn't say that.
He didn't ride on a broomstick.
Nobody said
Who
that.
He said didn't. That?
It wasn't.
Would you count that against us?
It wasn't the humpback lady.
No.
It wasn't none of that.
Nobody said broomstick.
One said any of these dumb.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a trolley.
I said a horse and carriage.
I think I said train.
That's not the same thing as a trolley.
A horse and carriage.
It's not the same thing as a trolley.
Put it in the comments. Tell me if a horse and carriage ain't the same thing as a trolley.
Listen, if you're listening to this podcast out there and you want to be on a podcast, we are looking for new people. Here we go. All right, let's have a little battle royale for this next question.
Come on, man. I'm ready.
Loser
I'm winning.
Loser gets kicked out the Ghost Brothers.
What?
Here we go. Are y'all ready?
The stakes are high.
The stakes are high on this one, baby.
Whoa.
Paychecks could be missing.
Oh.
Okay, the rest of these are true and false, all right?
Yes.
So you got a 50-50 chance to catch keeping your job, Juwan. Yeah. So true or false, Juwan? This is strictly for you, Juwan. True or false? At one point, schools in Philadelphia closed to protect school children from the Jersey Devil. True or false? Will Juwan have a job?
He just said yes. You said
Did you say true?
I said that's false.
You say false?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you should have listened to Marcus because it was true.
Ooh.
Juwan, I want you to stay.
No, you didn't.
I got plenty of things going on.
Double or nothing.
Don't doubt your
Here
boy.
We go.
Got
Marcus,
your back. Okay.
Are you keeping your job? Are you going to be on the next episode of Ghost Brothers? True or false, Marcus?
Mm-hmm.
The Philadelphia Zoo offered a $10,000 reward for anyone who could produce a Jersey Devil.
True. Because they knew wasn't nobody going to find it, and it was good publicity, and they wrote that thing off.
Ooh! And you are 100% correct, Marcus. That
Juwan,
is true.
Let me ask you something. When you was calling yourself the Paranormal Poppy, did you know that you weren't even going to be on a paranormal team
anymore
to do this?
Did you know that?
Because, you're losing so far.
Do you want a double or nothing, Juwan?
Come on, bro, Juwan, help.
Let's go.
I'll help you.
Do you want a double or nothing?
It's hard to replace me, baby.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Hey,
it's
man.
Hard.
It's a lot of people
right now that
right outside that we can easily do.
We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that. This is our guy. Go.
Okay, here we go, Juwan. Double or nothing. True or false, Juwan? U.S. Naval Commodore and war hero Stephen Decatur claimed to have shot the New Jersey Devil with a bow and arrow. Is that true or false?
That's false.
Well, how you know, Juwan?
That's my man. See, I want my man to stay.
Your job, you knew your job was on the line.
My man delivers under pressure, baby.
That is false.
He was on the chopping block.
Okay.
Ain't no Commodore out here with a bow and arrow.
Okay. All right. Okay. You use your lifeline. I got you. I like it. No, Juwan, you're absolutely correct. It was not a bow and arrow. It was actually a cannonball.
Cannons to the left of them.
Cannons to the left.
Cannons to the right of them.
To the right of them. Marcus, you know I want the best for you, right? I want nothing but greatness in your life.
As such as I do for you.
Okay, so let's see if we can end this with you being undefeated. Here we go, Marcus. True or false? Jersey Devil Punch is a popular tequila drink.
If it isn't, it will be because I will be sponsoring it. Jersey Devil Punch by the Ghost Brothers. So I'm going to say true because everybody likes marketing stuff.
Well, it's false. It's actually made with Applejack brandy, not tequila.
You know what? I should have known that because, Jersey doesn't seem like a tequila type of
That sounds like a New Mexico.
Yeah, you know, Jersey sounds like, yeah, we're going to get,
we're going to get some Applejack brandy.
Brandy. Barrels.
Okay. All right. So, Marcus, you're still the winner.
Thank you.
You won.
With my win, can I make one wish?
You get one wish.
One wish with my win. We keep Juwan.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so altruistic.
The unselfish concern that you have for the welfare of others just shines brightly through this podcast.
I just don't want to be the worst ghost brother.
But unfortunately, the rules do not work that way, man.
You got to go.
What?
You got
to
go?
You got to.
No, because I doubled down on my life and I still live.
Oh, my God, got the lyrics.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why we got them.
All right. That's cool, though.
Hey, man. This is dope.
Welcome back, Juwan.
I didn't go anywhere.
His legs were crossed as I was doing
really
this.
Comfortable welcome about
back,
this.
We're glad to have you back on this team, man. But you know what? Up next, Marcus, you'll be interviewing Daily Show correspondent Roy Wood Jr.
And
Roy is going to get into what absolutely terrifies him. I cannot wait.
All right. Every episode of Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers, we sit down with an expert, a friend, a paranormal fan, to help us dive deep into these legends, you know, these urban legends, if you will. And this week we have, this man is only on the dopest show on Comedy Central. He's a correspondent on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, has several comedy specials. I mean, this man is brilliant. Go check him out, and you're going to hear him today. My guy, my friend, El Capitan, Roy Wood Jr. What's up, boss?
Dude, I've been all right, man. Just ripping and running. Fatherhood, Daily Show. We back in studio finally. Wrapping up this last little bit of touring. The new hour special in Perfect Messenger. About to touch down on the Paramount Pluses. Let me ask you a question about your show and everything that y'all doing, man. Y'all ain't been, like, too scared? Like, why y'all keep doing this to yourselves?
Come on.
Like,
Roy, listen.
Like, Travel Channel coming, like, we want to do more of this show.
Yes.
And y'all was like, yes, send us to more creepy places.
Yes. More.
You think I want to be talking about ghosts and the devil with people on the podcast?
Now.
You know,
you
the ghosts and devils can hear this. This stuff travels into perpetuity into
come
the
on.
Universe.
Shout out.
Sound waves don't stop traveling.
They don't. But do you know about the Jersey Devil? Because I know you're in Manhattan. Have you ever heard of the Jersey Devil?
I heard of the hockey team, the Jersey Devils.
I did too, man. That's the only time I heard of this Jersey Devil.
I you know what? Which ghost story you want first?
I want the most.
I got two.
You got two ghost stories.
One thing I can say unequivocally about ghosts is that I don't believe ghosts are racist.
They're not. You think they let go of it after they?
So
I'm just saying, if you think about it, there's a lot of enslaved people. A lot of people been done wrong.
Yes, sir.
I don't think folks would be able to sleep good if ghosts was like really, really thick out there. There's a lot of people. There's some ghosts who stay. That's what I'm going to tell y'all. There's some ghosts who stay. And then there's some who just be like, you know what? I'm done with Earth. Let me go on to the next. But the ones who stay are the petty ones.
Yeah. But those are the ones that it's more of a, on some Freddy Krueger, y'all killed me.
Yes.
I don't like what y'all did with my house.
Yes.
So I'm going to occupy this house. And I'm going to protect this house or this space or this one thing. Yeah, they're more earth squatting.
Okay, gotcha.
But ghosts are for sure possessive.
They definitely are. They're petty
they're
and
very
possessive.
Especially about their women.
So what? Tell me about your stories, man. When have you had
an experience? I'm going to tell you the possessive ghost story first. So this is many moons ago. Let me date this.
Date it.
Properly. I do a show in Georgia. I meet a woman. We get back to the house. We're getting ready to do some adult things, whatever, right? It's the middle of the day. It's like 1-2 in the afternoon. So middle of the day, we start fooling around. And as we're getting to the part where it's time to do the do, right? I'm trying to be tasteful.
This y'all had it going?
And as I'm getting ready to, like, change positions to get ready to get into the entree.
Yep.
The appetizers have been served.
Come on now.
It's time to get into the entree.
Because we're grown, baby.
As I'm getting into position for the entree, I feel a Charlie horse shoot down my back leg like I have never felt in my life.
Mm.
Then I hear in my ear, I hear something say, no. So now I'm down a leg.
Ooh.
But I'm determined. Get into position.
Yep.
We get ready to serve the entree. I feel another sharp pain down my right leg. And this time I know what I heard. Stop it. Stop it. So I stop. And so I get dressed. She gets dressed. It's awkward. I don't know why, but it's awkward. So I come back from the bathroom and in the hall, you know, you just in somebody's house for the first time. You just start, you know, you ain't done the tour before you went to the bed. And so I'm looking at the wall, and on the wall, it's her and this guy. You know, I didn't really think nothing of it, whatever. And so I go back in the room and put my shoes on, and she goes, why did you stop? I go, because you told me to stop. She said, I didn't say nothing to you. I didn't tell you to stop. I said, you said no, and then you said, stop it. So I stopped. She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. She snapped on me.
Yeah.
She snapped on me for not serving up the full meal. So then I ask her, I go, yo, family pictures, all that. Who all them people in the hall? It's just me making small talk, trying to lighten the mood after clearly a crossing of wires. She goes, oh, yeah, that's my husband. He died in a car crash 2 years ago. I go, okay, where did y'all used to live? She goes, we live here. We lived here. I asked her straight up. I was like, do you think it is possible that your husband's spirit is still occupying this space?
You got a ghost. You got a residual haunting in here.
He attacked me.
Yep.
And told me to stop.
You should sue.
He gave me two Charlie horses. It was so intense. And to this day, she never believed me. And I wish that I could talk to other people.
Uh-huh.
Like, who else have you dated since he died? And please walk me through. Yeah.
You should have.
I would love to know what's happened since then. Like, I really am curious. Pamela and Georgia, if you're listening to this, your dead husband's an asshole. You can bleep that. But he's out there giving grown men Charlie horses because he wants you to be alone. What kind of man is possessive in the afterlife? We are a terrible gender, dog. So the other ghost story I was going to tell, and it kind of ties into this, which is why I was telling this one first. My father died when I was 16. After my father died, distinctly for the next 3 weeks downstairs, I could hear him getting ready for work. My dad got up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. So on nights before he was getting up to go do radio, he would sleep downstairs so he wouldn't disturb everybody upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I could hear the clunk, clunk, clunk across the linoleum. I could hear the garage door go up. I could hear the car drive across the gravel. Like certain sounds that you know what time it is. And you know how it is in the South. When you hear this train on this day, you know what time it is. And so
That's called, bro? That's called a residual haunting. Residual haunting, and then there's intelligence. So, like, you typically, when we go investigate, we'll go somewhere, and when we ask questions and it responds to us, it's an intelligent spirit, meaning that it's kind of like present at that time. Where there's other ways, is the residual is like somebody's spirit or like whatever your essence was always doing this so often that whatever essence of energy that you have will be continuously doing that forever in that area. So that's why you hear the feet pattering here and there for 3 weeks, because that's a residual spirit. So have you had any other experiences like that since?
No, those are the only two interactions that I've had.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in any other urban legends like, yo, I believe this is what it is? Like, for instance, like, would you ever try to do Bloody Mary in the mirror?
Nope, I don't fool with Bloody Mary.
So that means you believe
Candyman.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be wrong.
Hmm.
Like, do it. Why? What? Like, what are y'all doing when Bloody Mary show up? Y'all trying to fight her? You gonna play spades with her? Like, what's the point?
Because she might not renege. She definitely won't renege. She been in the game enough. Bloody Mary, she shows up when you call her, so she knows how to count her books.
I don't know if this is urban legend, but I'll tell you one that I believe is going to come at some point, though it may be attributed more to AI than spirituality, and I do believe that the machines will eventually take over and attack us. I don't know if I will be alive for it, but have you ever seen, it's a Stephen King
story. That's real.
Maximum Overdrive.
hey man, I need to get a new mattress, and all of a sudden on Instagram, hurry, mattress sale. Go. So I know they can take over us real quick. How we gonna plan? You see what I'm saying?
Know.
How
that's
we gonna plan?
The tough part. That's the tough part, you know, and that's the part that I can't figure
Skynet,
out.
Skynet, I see you coming. I ain't playing with you.
Yeah, man. They mimic us and holograms and voice diction. They got apps now that can imitate your voice.
Tupac showed up at Coachella.
Bro, Outkast was prophets. They say a computer can do my job better than I can do it.
And Roy, this is why I love you. You one of my, man, thank you so very much for even taking the time out of your amazing schedule.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for stopping by.
Good to chop it with you, brother.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is a Discovery Plus podcast. From Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. Our show is produced by Neon Hum Media. And at Neon Hum, our executive producer is Jonathan Hirsch. Our lead producer is Joanna Clay. Our associate producers are Chloe Chobel and Evan Jacoby. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Editorial support from Nick White. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Josh Hahn and Hans Del Sue engineered this episode.
Thanks for listening to Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. Listen, man, we love sharing these stories.
And hearing yours also. I mean, like, y'all don't forget, keep those, like, stories coming, because those are dope.
And okay, come back next week, and we got some more scary stories in store for you.
Come on back here, you hear?